call them mud turtle and snapping turtle and leatherback.
Now, those are all turtles that live in the water. Do you have any of these turtles that live on land? Or would you call them something different than turtle?
Oh, they live in the water, but you find them out on the land. We find turtles around the yard every once in a while. Mm-hmm. They're a long ways from the water, but they do spend most of their time in the water.
How about the kind of turtle that has a shell that closes up completely? It looks sort of like a GI helmet when you see it, except it's not green. It's it's sort of a brown. They just live in the woods, haven't they?
Snapping turtle is the only one I can think of that way. He has a mommy shell.
Yeah, his shell doesn't close up. But, it just closes right up. It's got a little door in front. You never seen that kind?
Mm-mm.
Maybe they don't have that here. It's a box turtle. Oh, we used to get those in the garden all the time in Virginia. We used to. Matter of fact, my brother and I used to race them. It wasn't a very exciting race.
I always thought a snapping turtle would close himself up pretty tight.
Yeah, well, he closes. His jaw is pretty tight. But
yeah, I know.
But he lives in the water, I think, most times,
doesn't
he?
Most times.
You wouldn't use a term like terrapin or tortoise or anything to describe it?
No, not anything we have around here. I never heard it used it.
Okay. There's a type of tree. I'm trying to think of how to describe this talking. Well, the common word for it is sycamore.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any other term for a sycamore tree around here?
Sycamore.
It's just a sycamore. You wouldn't use any like buttonwood or.
I never heard it called anything but a sycamore.
Okay. You go out in the woods sometimes, you, see a leaf with, or a plant with three leaves on it.
Poison ivy.
Yeah. Any other terms for this poison ivy? Is that the only term?
Only thing I ever heard before.
Okay. There's another tree that's sort of related. In fact, some people get problems with it.
Poison
oak. Yeah. And there's a third kind. You know what it is?
Sumac.
Okay. That's what I was looking for. What are some different kinds of berries that you have?
Wild or?
Well, different kinds, both domestic and wild.
Blackberries, raspberries, blueberries.
Strawberries. Boysenberries.
Yeah.
That's it, yeah.
That's about it for here.
Okay. If you have a...
Gooseberries, currants.
Okay. If you have a maple tree that you're raising for, and they don't do this around here, around in New England they do. If you have one that you're raising to get the sap out of it to make syrup, what would you call that kind of tree?
Sugar maple.
Okay. If you had a bunch of them, what would you call that?
I don't know.
Did you have a term for that?
A grove.
Okay. I'm trying to think exactly how to phrase this. Have you ever heard the expression grass widow?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
I mean, it must be.
Spinster, I guess. I really don't know.
Okay. Let's see. We're starting to get a lot of things.
Term, but I never did know what.
I'm not sure what it means either. That's why I asked it in reverse. Thing you roll that you use to say take in a city at least, that there's a small vehicle and when you have a small baby you want to put him in the thing and roll him around, get him some air. What do you call that thing?
Well, I've got one upstairs, a baby buggy.
Mm-hmm. Is that what you'd say?
Carry baby buggy.
Well, I'd say baby buggy rather.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we always call it baby buggy.
Yeah, I never heard baby buggy until I came here.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It was carriage. You.
Yeah.
Baby buggy.
And I push my brothers around a baby buggy. My kids and grandkids.
If you have a lady that's going to have a baby, and
mm-hmm.
You don't even call a doctor, and in the old days you'd have
midwife.
Okay. What's the term again?
Midwife.
Okay.